This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM channel 80, and your smart speaker. Presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Jason Fitz, hanging out with Harry Douglas. And y'all, we've just been at this level, like this level of 1 to 10. We've been at a 10 since the show started. I don't know why, but it's got extra funk. It's got extra spice to it. And that means coming into the last hour, Harry Douglas, what time is it?
It's the Power Hour.
Still don't know how, like I feel like I should do something after the gong hits. Like there should be a roar or something.
I was extra, very, very aggressive.
I was extra aggressive with it. That's how I'm feeling right now. Busta Only has me so excited right now. I don't even know if I can control myself. I can't.
I get it. I feel really, fairly happy for you on that, but I just don't know like what I'm supposed to do after the gong hits. Like, you hit the gong, and then what do? I don't know. Am I supposed to cheer the gong? Am I supposed to applaud the gong? I have no idea what to do with the gong. What I know is that we would never gong Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, joining us now. That's an old person reference. If you don't know what the gong show is, go check it out.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Dan, you're ungongable in the book of either of us, but I need your expertise, okay? Because I feel like I've been yelling all day, and maybe it's just wasted energy on my part, retrospectively. But I've been yelling all day about the power rankings on ESPN.com, and it feels like Tampa at 2 is just we're giving Tom Brady like Superman ability to just gloss over everything else. When you look at Tampa, are they in your mind the second best team in the NFL right now?
No, but I can see why people would want to give Tom Brady, you know, superhuman ability to gloss over everything. I mean, like, this isn't, you know, this is not a real person. Like, he's not, he's doing things that no one's ever done or come close to doing, and no one will ever do again. So, like, if you want to tell me, like, you know, talk to people in Tampa Bay, like, your offensive line's falling apart, right? Like, Chris Godwin, we don't know. Mike Evans was out with a hamstring injury. Like, this. Yeah, but Brady's back in the building, and everything feels better. Like, and you can't really argue. Right, I mean, the guy went to Tampa after 20 years in New England and won the Super Bowl on his first shot. So, if they want to feel that way, I can't blame them. I think that they have every right to feel that way with Tom Brady as their quarterback. So, yeah, I can see it. I can see why you might want to put them there. I don't know. I feel like Buffalo's got the best looking team on paper. I feel like most of the better teams are in the AFC. The Super Bowl champs are in the NFC. I wouldn't put Tampa up there at 2 overall, but, you know, it's Brady, man.
Mm, that's the thing, Graz. I was saying that earlier.
So
I was like,
Tom Brady
by himself.
Don't really say anything else. Like, yeah, that's it.
Now, Graz, I got to ask you about the number 10 spot, because that belongs to the Dallas Cowboys. From this morning, me and you weren't get up. You know how I feel about the Cowboys. Yeah. I definitely don't think
that's
they should
why
be in
your
that.
Energy's high. You got your morning started. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the invite, guys. No, I don't want to hang out on get up. It's fine. It's fine. You guys keep
having. I'm not in charge of who's on.
me the Fitz. I just
maybe
do what I'm told.
Harry's got that kind of pull.
But I think about two teams that happen to be in the same division. We talk about the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans. Why would someone put the Dallas Cowboys at 10, but not put any one of those teams in the top 10?
I guess you like the Cowboys quarterback better than those. I mean, you know, again, I'm speaking for other people here, because I think the Indianapolis Colts are probably a pretty underrated team heading into the season. They look like they have just about everything you need, although unfortunately they lost their punter for the year. He's got torn Achilles. They'll have to replace him, and that's not nothing. But, yeah, anyway, I don't think people put a lot of attention on punter when they're doing the power rankings. The Colts, I think, look good. I don't know what's not to like. I mean, unless you just think Matt Ryan is, you know, not Matt Ryan anymore, which some people do think. Maybe he can't throw it deep anymore, et cetera, et cetera. Colts don't feel that way. I know that, and they're excited to have him. They should have a really good defense. You know, Darius Leonard might not be with Shaquille Leonard, excuse me, might not be ready for the start of the season. But I think they expect him back early if he's not. And, I think they look really good. Tennessee, to me, has a lot of question marks. They're still putting their offensive line together. We don't know what they're going to do at receiver exactly. Derrick Henry finished last season hurt. I think he's fine now, but it's at least your antenna are up, right, about him. But, you know, much like the Colts, Tennessee is so well coached a team that you feel like they'll keep themselves in it. So I could see, yeah. I mean, I think Dallas gets a lot of attention and probably gets overrated almost all the time. But if you're asking me why someone would pick Dallas over those teams, I would say quarterback, and their defense did have a big year.
What is your level of confidence, Dan Graziano, in Trey Lance, and what's that based on?
So, okay, the word confidence, right, is not the word that belongs with Trey Lance right now, right? Because he's very green, and he hasn't, and Kyle Shanahan would tell you this, like he has not played much football, period, at any level over the last 3 years, let alone the NFL level. That there is optimism regarding Trey Lance because he has outstanding ability to throw the ball, to run with the ball. He's highly intelligent. He has everything you want in a quarterback prospect, but he is still a prospect. Now, he's going to be their starter, but the 49ers believe they have the kind of roster that can support a talented young quarterback and mitigate some of the inevitable mistakes, some of the inevitable ups and downs that a young player in that position is going to go through. So I don't think I'm glad you said confidence, because I think that brings up the entire issue. I don't think you can be confident in Trey Lance right now. Maybe by halfway through the season you will. But right now, we're all waiting. This is one of the most highly anticipated aspects of the season, I think, right now. We're waiting to find out how good he's going to be out of the gate. I think the 49ers expect it to be, you know, probably a little rocky because he's so young and so inexperienced. But, you know, they like their offensive line. They like their running backs. They like their receivers. They love their defense. They think that it's a good team for Trey Lance to come into and hit the ground running.
Grimes, me and Fitz were having a conversation about the 4 and 5 spot. The 4 spot right now is the Kansas City Chiefs over the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, we know the Cincinnati Bengals last year beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game and went to the Super Bowl, but they did not win it. What are your thoughts on Kansas City being at 4 and Cincinnati being at 5, but right behind them?
I mean, look, I could see looking at Kansas City's team and Cincinnati's team and picking Kansas, saying Kansas City's going to have the better year. I can understand someone doing that. But man, like if I'm in Cincinnati right now, I'm thinking, what should we do? Beat them 3 times at the end of the season instead of just twice, including in the AFC Championship game in Kansas City? You know, I remember Burrow walking off that field and saying, hey, we just beat the second best team in the AFC. That's how the Bengals feel. And they also feel like they proved it by winning those 2 games. Remember, it wasn't just the AFC Championship game. They beat them like 2-3 weeks earlier in Cincinnati in very similar fashion. So if I'm ranking, and the way we vote on power rankings, we don't send a list of 1 to 32. You vote them against each other, and then they compile it based on that. So like if I was making a list of and ordering the teams 1 to 32, and I had Cincinnati and Kansas City close, I would probably put Cincinnati ahead just to credit them with that those 2 head to head victories. They looked like they were the better team last year. I could see feeling the other way. The Chiefs have a lot in the bank when it comes to people's opinion of them, power rankings and all that.
Harry's over here shaking his head, but like I'm with you, Dan. Like I feel like they made the life of Burrow easier this year by spending a lot of money and trying to address a weakness on the offensive line. Whereas the Chiefs, I feel like, made Patrick Mahomes' life much more difficult, letting Tyreek go, letting Sammy Watson go. What should we be expecting this year from Mahomes when his weapons look so different?
So I was at their camp. That was one of the camps I went to. I go around to different training camps every year. And I talked to Mahomes and Andy Reid, and I asked them both that question. Like, you know, what about this post-Tyreek Hill world? Like, what has to be different? And Mahomes had a really good and really long answer that basically was, you know, I need to evolve myself as a passer. Like, Tyreek Hill erased a lot of things. He said, I could line up in the formation, and I could look at who's on Tyreek or who's on Kelsey, and I can say, I know for a fact my guy's going to win his matchup. So whatever the read was, whatever the progression was, didn't matter anymore. I'm going to find Tyreek because I know he's going to smoke this guy across from. Now he's not going to have that because, you know, he said, now what I have to do is be better about going through progressions, be better about ball placement. And he feels like knowing that. Remember, they traded Tyreek back in, what, March? So they've had time to think about this and figure it out. He believes that knowing that helped him this offseason and focused his work. And Andy Reid said he thinks it'll be really good for the growth of Mahomes, who's still a young player. People forget, like, because of how great he is and all he's already accomplished, still a young player. Andy said he thinks it'll be great for his growth and the growth of the offense in general. So that's the optimistic training camp view that the Chiefs have on it. And certainly Mahomes has the ability to make good on that optimism. But it's a question mark right now, for sure. And look, and by the way, Burrow, the Chiefs built Mahomes a new offensive line last offseason, and that's still in place. So they have that confidence. And it's really the third year in a row the Bengals have hit free agency hard. They're working very, very hard to maximize Burrow's early career window before they have to pay him.
As always, Dan, you are the best. Unfortunately, we're out of time for you to answer questions about why the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl. So we'll just save that for next time. But I appreciate your sentiment that I'm just presuming is the way you feel about it. Dan, always appreciate you, brother. Thanks for hanging out.
We talked Raiders on Get Up this morning, and I know Harry likes him.
Harry's not – shocking news to you, I know, but he's not the only guy on this show that feels good going into this year.
Yeah, that was a given. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, always doing great work. You guys are chiming in on underrated, overrated, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is the Power Hour, so you're going to have to bring it, but we're going to let you bring it with all your energy on who's overrated, underrated, after Harry tells you about body armor.
This football season, body armor is the choice for hardworking hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you at the top of your game. With potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and artificial and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall for Body Armor sports drink. More than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of the U.S., 21 and older only.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 80, not to mention your smart speakers. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz in for the guys. Who's overrated? Who's underrated? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, though, importantly, earlier came up, when's too early for Taco Bell? Because, you know, Harry was housing some Taco Bell at 11 a.m. Apparently, we have a Taco Bell expert that wants to chime in. Aaron in Michigan, Taco Bell expert. Thank you so much for calling the show. What do you have for us?
Fitz, HD, thank you for having me on. I'll keep it quick. Fitz, your Halloween game's out of control over the years.
Thank you.
And HD, your references are on point. I see you're right behind Bart Scott. You're trying to be the next man on campus. I feel it.
Appreciate that, Aaron.
So I just had to tell you guys, my day, I'm a Taco Bell district manager. My day starts at 4:30 like you. I go to my job. I open up the store, I work with my team, and then by 8:30 or 9, I'm going to the bank and doing deposits. And the ladies at the bank are like, hey, have a nice morning, and I'm ready to order a T-bone and a side of pasta. Like, it's lunchtime.
I love it.
So I know you guys can totally, yeah, I know you would, HD. I know you feel that. But since I have you here, Fitz, I do have to ask you something.
Go for it.
I had you on the phone about a year and a half ago, and you were looking for the best street ballers ever. And I told you about a dude from New York named Earl the Goat Manigault, and HBO did a documentary. And you said you knew what you were going to be doing that weekend. Did you watch that documentary that weekend?
I did watch that documentary. I totally forgot that. I did watch that documentary, Aaron, and that you were spot on. That was solid work. Like, that was well done. And, yeah, I can't believe it. Great memory by you. I didn't remember that at all.
Don't hang up. Now, Aaron, let's get to the good stuff, okay? Byron, is there any chance that we can get some Taco Bell on your behalf?
Absolutely, my friend. If the producer wants to get either give me an address or get my address, whatever, I will send you some coupons, some all encompassing ones. Anytime you want to come to Michigan, I got your back. That's for sure, HD.
Damn it, Aaron, you're the GOAT.
Look, Aaron, we'll have our producer get both. We'll get some way to send some stuff, and then we'll have our producer get your stuff, and Harry and I will send you some. We'll send you some ESPN stuff. We're partnering
here on air.
Yeah, we're partnering.
That's beautiful. And Fitz, I know you're all over the map. You know, middle of the night, morning, whatever they need you, you're there. If we could be in touch, I would love to call in and be a regular at some point with you when you get your stuff settled.
Look at that. All right. We'll figure it out, Aaron. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling. And look, Harry and I are going to barter with ESPN stuff because peek behind the curtain, we go to the bosses and we get that for free. So, like, now we're bartering free stuff. You are not going to find a more frugal radio show than Harry Douglas and Jason Fitz.
Listen,
you know,
the best thing that Taco Bell did was bring back the Mexican pizza.
Oh
my goodness. When they brought the Mexican pizza back, I probably ate. I think it was three Mexican pizzas that weekend. Yeah, it was three I ate that weekend when they brought the pizza back.
I am a big, like, I always get the same thing. It's always two bean burritos, no onions, a chicken soft taco, a cheese quesadilla, a side of the little nachos, and then a side of cheese, a side of sour cream, and a side of guac. That's it. That's my Taco Bell go-to meal. Like, I can just sit there and house it. And then you don't eat all of it. Like, that way I can eat one of the bean burritos first while I figure out how I want to attack the rest of the food. Because you got to make sure your last bite's perfect bite. So usually it's going to be something with the cheese quesadilla last. So I'm going to take portions of all the rest of it and, like, intermittently eat through that whole process. The inner fat kid in me coming out. D in California, I just see what you want to talk about, and there's no way you're not getting on the show. D in California, thanks for calling. I think D has a little message for Harry Douglas. D, what you got?
Harry Douglas, you sound like Kevin Hart. When you were talking about the Eagles earlier, I just hopped in the car, listened to the radio, and I was like, is Kevin Hart on Barton Hahn? Nope, that's Harry Douglas.
You want to know a funny thing about what you're saying right now? So the very first time I did, I think it was First Take, we're in commercial break, and Molly said, we might have been on air, and Molly says, I know who you remind me of now, Kevin Hart. So I get that literally on a regular. The only difference between me and Kevin Hart, number one, his bank account is a little larger than mine. And then number two, he's about, I think, 5'6", 5'7". I'm 6'1". That's the only difference.
He's 6'1 if he's wearing his Prince boots. That's all I'm saying. 6'1.
I am 6'1.
Sure. I remember.
Everybody can't be tall and slim. Ask Kevin Hart.
I remember asking your old coach at Louisville one time, like, hey, Harry Douglas says he's 6'1. And he just looked at us and said, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all we got out of that. Kevin Hart, by the way, the mannerisms of Kevin Hart only remind me, I was watching an old SNL a couple weeks ago, and Bernie Mac was hosting. And it's amazing, if you just close your eyes and listen to the delivery, how much Kevin Hart and Bernie Mac have similarities in their delivery and the way they sort of, like, phrase things. Wild to watch some of that old comedy and see it. But now I'm never not going to think of, does that make me The Rock? Oh, man, because if you're Kevin Hart, that makes me The Rock.
You need muscles, Fitz, to be The Rock. You need muscles.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
One step at a time. Corey in New York. Thanks for calling the show, Corey. What you got, man?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, it's an honor to talk to Fitzy. I loved your show when you did it with the Golics in the morning, so it's an honor to talk to you. And hello to Douglas, too.
Nice to meet you, C. Can I call you C? For Corey, I'm going to call you C. Nice to meet you, C.
My overrated team, it's all I hear about is the Saints. Saints this, Saints that, Winston this, Michael Thomas this and that. I think the Saints are overrated, and my underrated is the Minnesota Vikings. They got all the weapons on the offense. They just have a new coach, just like the Saints, so I think Minnesota will have a chance to win some games too. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Corey, thanks for the call.
I'll touch on both of those teams. I like the Minnesota Vikings pick. When you look at this team, especially last year, they lost so many games that they should have won. So many close games, and they could have easily made the playoffs. I do like the fact that Kevin O'Connell is coming over as their head coach, an offensive-minded guy. Look for Justin Jefferson to have a season, I won't say exactly like Cooper Kupp, but just look for him to play that Cooper Kupp role that the Los Angeles Rams have. With Kevin O'Connell, who was the offensive coordinator for the Rams last year, with them winning the Super Bowl, going over and being the head coach now. As far as your overrated team, and you know this pains me to even say, because I am from Atlanta, Georgia, and I don't like anything about the New Orleans Saints, but I don't think they're overrated. I'll be honest with you. When you look at a guy, I think Jameis Winston is going to pass for over 4,000 yards this year. His receiving core that he's going to have, along with Alvin Kamara, along with Adam Trautman at the tight end position, is one of the best skill position units in the National Football League. You go over, you look at that defense. You look at that front, that defensive front line, led by Cam Jordan, David Omiyata, Marcus Davenport. You bring over the Honey Badger. You have Marcus Lattimore in the secondary. I think this team can be a surprise to a lot of people. And if it wasn't for Jameis Winston and them having a quarterback situation go on last year after Jameis got hurt, they would have made the playoffs. All they had to do was win the last game to get in. So they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 1 week with Trevor damn Siemian. And not just Trevor Siemian, they beat him a second time with, what's that little guy that was doing all the Swiss Army knives type stuff? I can't even remember his name right now. For the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. Taysom Hill.
They beat him a second time with Taysom Hill. So the New Orleans Saints last year beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Trevor Siemian and Taysom Hill. So that lets you know that that roster is good enough to win and make a run. They just need the quarterback to stay intact, and I believe in Jameis Winston.
Yeah, there's you just mentioned a bunch of names, but you forgot the most important one and the reason why I'm out on the Saints this year completely. Mm-hmm. Dennis Allen. You can't get rid of Sean Payton, bring in Dennis Allen, and expect me to think that it's all going to be hunky-dory. I am out on them, but I do like the Vikings pick. I think the Vikings have a sneaky shot at winning the division. We're so obsessed with Green Bay, I'm not sure that it works out as easily as some people think it has. In fact, that's just the tip of the iceberg on some more of the reactions and overreactions we have from the power rankings. You guys still want to chime in, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get more of your calls, plus a couple of the teams we haven't even talked about yet that the preseason rankings are flat out disrespecting. We will tell you about it next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, in for the guys.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, your smart speakers. I just can't interrupt Michael because I get to watch Harry Douglas dance. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, here to help you score big savings. To see how much you can save on auto insurance, visit progressive.com. Did you ever see him live, Harry? Did you ever see Michael live?
No, I didn't get a chance to see him live, man.
Me either. That's one of the great great regrets of mine. Plus, there was a concert in Nashville years ago that Prince played at Bridgestone Arena downtown in Nashville. And I've decided that that is very much like the Music City Miracle. Like, everybody says they were at the Music City Miracle, and most people weren't. I don't think I know anybody in this town that's not like, oh yeah, I was at that big Prince concert. Like, that's just another one that I can't believe I missed in my lifetime. Prince and Michael stand out as me as a couple of them that I missed. Maybe the power rankings missed out on a couple of things, because either that or it's just, man, it's going to suck to be in New York this fall. Like, if you read the power rankings right now, and I'll admit, again, I wear my fandom on my sleeve. I know what it's like to look at these power rankings and have to scroll to get to the bottom. And then you're like, maybe we'll prove them wrong. That's all you can think, right? And so, you know, this year it felt good to only have to scroll halfway to see my beloved Raiders. If you're a New York football fan, you had to scroll through the ESPN.com NFL power rankings, because both New York teams are basically sitting at the bottom. Now, again, at the top of the rankings, we all know the Buffalo Bills are at one. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at two because people are blind and they simply want Tom Brady to be great again. The Rams are at number three. The Chiefs are overrated at four. The Bengals are underrated at five. The Packers apparently don't need anybody else on their football team to still be six. The 49ers are at seven, even though none of us have any damn clue what their quarterback situation looks like. The Chargers are at eight, even though they didn't make the playoffs last year and the Raiders did. The Ravens are at nine, and then you got the Cowboys at 10. I love that I just, you know what, it all over the power rankings, but you got to go all the way down to the 28th spot to find the Giants and the 30th to find the Jets. That's just, I mean, for New York football teams, Harry, that's rough.
Well, especially for kids who want to dress up for Halloween, because that's not far away, October 31st. But then they want to wear a Giants uniform and a Jets uniform, and their parents are so mad at the two teams that they tell them, no, you're not going anywhere in a Jets uniform or a Giants uniform for Halloween. So change your costume. Pick something else. You want to be He-Man? Okay, not He-Man. You want to be Batman? You can be Batman. But you're not going to be a Jets football player because they're going to be doing so bad and terribly.
I really feel like you were in a therapy session for me not too long ago, trying to figure out why I'm so into Halloween. And like when I was a little kid, you know, there was one, I got invited in fifth grade to one Halloween party. Like it was the first time I got invited to like a big Halloween party. No surprise to most people. I was a fat kid that played the violin. I was awkward, right? So I get invited to this Halloween party. Well, on brand to who I am for my life. There's only one thing I wanted to be that year for Halloween. I wanted to be a little Los Angeles Raider. I wanted the little like the tyke outfit you wear and then like the plastic helmet you put on. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
Were they good? At the time,
it was the mid '80s, so yeah, they were pretty good. They were, you know, a couple years removed from the Super Bowl, but always a playoff team. Wanted to be a Raider, and my mom was like, "Yep." And then we went to the store, and the costume was too much. And my mom was like, "Nope, I don't even remember what I went as. I just know I was devastated. I didn't get to dress up as a little Raider for Halloween, Harry."
What you should have did is like draw the Raider symbol like on a piece of paper, color it, cut it out, and like staple it to your shirt.
Or just, I thought you were going to say the side of my head. I was like, that's a little more violent, but.
Oh, my goodness. We need a different type of staples for that one.
Oh, man. How did your kid get staples in his head? Well, he wanted to wear a Raiders helmet for Halloween.
He wanted to be a Raider fan for Halloween.
No, but there is a moment when we've been talking about the Subway Series. We'll get back to it in a few minutes. But you think about certain cities and just, you know, what it's like for everybody that's young, wants to be fan, like, and generationally what it's like. If you're a football fan right now, at least for the Giants, you could say, okay, maybe Brian Daboll comes in as a coach. Maybe he manages to get it to click with Daniel Jones, and maybe Saquon is back, and maybe he's spectacular, and maybe all of that's just so many maybes, right? Like,
yep.
And this is, by the way, what Saquon had to say about how he feels and whether he's back.
Do I feel like I'm back? I feel like I'm better. To be completely honest, I'm older now. I'm 25. I've been through some stuff. People are really counting me out. People are trying to write me off. And now I have that extra motivation. Last year, it was more like, dang, the game was taken away from me. I never had a season when I didn't go and play football. Now it's kill mindset. Now it's like, you know what? F*** everybody. Like, I'm ready to go crazy.
Ooh.
You buying it?
Well, I love the mindset. And I said this on Get Up this morning. I love the mindset, and when you look at a guy like Saquon Barkley, go out there and ball out and prove yourself right. Don't focus on proving other people wrong, because I think sometimes you can get your mind can get clouded trying to do that. You know what I mean? Just you understand your capabilities, you understand what you're capable of on a football field, and the things you can do, and how dynamic you can be. Don't get so caught up in trying to prove other people wrong. But use that fuel, use that motivation to prove yourself right, because you truly know who you are and how you play this game deep down inside and your approach to it every day.
You are preaching. Like, I'm going to write that down. That is such a powerful thing to say. And there's a lot of opportunity every year coming into a season for an entire roster to prove themselves right, for coaching staffs to prove themselves right. It's hard to see how much benefit of the doubt it would take to get there. But if you're the Giants, you're in a much different spot than the Jets, because for the Jets right now, everything is about, I guess you could say some of it's about the rest of the talent. But if you're the Jets organization, I don't think the Jets are any different than the Bears in the sense that the one thing they got to figure out this year is, do they have a quarterback? The rest of it, I don't really care if you win a lot of games. Do you have a quarterback? I don't think either of us believe in, I know I don't believe in Zach Wilson. I don't know where you stand. I'm out on Zach Wilson. But if you're the Jets, this is your shot. You better find out what you have at quarterback this year. You can't let this keep going and going and going, because then you'll end up being the Giants.
I'll be honest. I think it's opposite of the Bears, though. I think the Bears know they have a quarterback. They just didn't give them pieces and put those pieces around them, and they didn't address the offensive line like they should have. Like, when you look at the Jets, I think they're trying to make the proper steps to put all the pieces around Zach Wilson. Now, Zach Wilson can't be in preseason trying to play hero ball and make a cut instead of just running out of bounds, trying to get extra yardage. And it's hard to say that to an athlete when he's trying to compete, but you also have to see the big picture as if you're Zach Wilson and understand what's at stake and what's ahead of you to progress and be better at your craft. I think that's the difference. When I look at the Chicago Bears, I think they did a disservice. And granted, they're trying to unpack a lot of things that happened with the last regime. But moving forward, Ryan Poles and what he has to do, and Matt Eberflus, they have to surround Justin Fields with decent offensive linemen. Whether you drafted them in the first or second round, whether you bringing in major free agents on the offensive line, every franchise quarterback, when you have one, you have to make sure he has the pieces. Make sure he's protected, but also do what the Cincinnati Bengals did. They drafted Ja'Marr Chase, right? They had T. Higgins. They had Tyler Boyd. You look at Josh Allen and what they were able to do to him. Look at Patrick Mahomes when he started as a quarterback in the National Football League. He had weapons around him. You have to put players around these players so they can succeed. Now, I'll be honest to tell you, Zach Wilson better have a heck of a year. Because there are going to be some eyebrows risen. Because if the Jets are in a situation where they're picking number one overall, who are you taking? You're taking Will Anderson Jr. or you're taking C.J. Stroud? Are you taking that quarterback or you're taking that pass rusher? That's going to be questions that are going to be surrounding the New York football Jets. I mean, excuse me, the New York Jets when we get to that moment, if that happens.
There are going to be a lot of questions this fall for everybody in New York. But one thing's not questionable. Harry... it's got some gloating to do. Sorry about it, Mets fans. We're going to let Harry go off in a second. Plus more, your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Underrated, overrated in the NFL. We'll get more of your calls and Harry gloating next. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, in for the guys.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Douglas and Fitz. Masquerading as Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Is it Douglas and Fitz? Daff? Oh, maybe it's Daft Punk? That's our new band name? I don't know. Fad still kind of works for me. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Harry Douglas and I share an affinity for eating Taco Bell in the morning, apparently. We've learned that. The question is, where are you on hot dogs as a straw? I don't know if you saw this video on social media, but guy at a Yankees game uses his straw down the middle of a hot dog to create a hole in the hot dog. Then he dipped the hot dog in his beer, and he proceeded to suck the beer through the hot dog straw. It's weird to me because a hot dog is supposed to at least be warm, and nobody wants warm beer. So I don't know how that works. Like, I'm putting a warm dog in a cold beer, but it feels like it. Like, if I need those flavors together, I can just munch the dog, sip the beer.
I can kind of understand where he's coming from, because that was during the first game of the Subway Series, right? And within him doing that, before that, they had beat the Blue Jays. But before that, in 30 games, they were 10-20. So he's probably an upset Yankees fan, wondering what the hell is going on with his team, wondering if Cashman made the right moves and brought in the right people within these trades, and also wondering why Aaron Judge isn't signed. So he's probably going through all these things in his head and say, you know what? Let me use my damn hot dog as a straw and drink this beer. Now, it's weird. I don't think it gets any weirder, but I can understand where he's coming from. He was probably discombobulated. He wasn't used to his Yankees winning. Now the Yankees have won three in a row. Maybe he should continue to drink beer out of a hot dog straw.
Okay. The price of a hot dog at Yankee Stadium, according to cheapism.com that rates all of these things, price of a hot dog, $3. Price of a beer, $6. Actually, better than
cheap.
I would have expected.
Especially in New York.
Yeah, I know, but that's $9. Like, I'm just throwing $9 out, you know, like, but you know, that feels like a lot. $9 is gone for a straw in my beer. Like, are you a big beer drinker here, Douglas? Like, when you the
beer
body
beer makes me feel bloated. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and say I don't drink beer, but I can't binge drink beer because next thing you know, I'm pooping because my stomach is bloated.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that little extra. Like, could have been a lot of ways.
I'm going to keep it real.
I mean, I don't even know.
Hey, you one?
I don't know what I'm supposed
to say. It's like a baby's stomach. When you have a newborn, you can't give them past a certain amount of milk. Are they going to be throwing up and pooping everywhere? Like, that's how my stomach is when it comes to beer.
I don't know what we're doing anymore. Oh God. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Jason Fitz in America. I'm sorry. Oh.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Your smart speakers. I'm Jason Fitz hanging out with Harry Details Douglas. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. He's also Harry Dancing Douglas, and according to what we just found out, he's Harry Pooping Douglas. All these things that we found out over the course of the last 3 hours hanging out, we're finding out from you guys who's overrated, who's underrated in the world of NFL power rankings. Harry, let's go to Danny in Ohio and see if Danny can save this show. Danny, thanks for calling, man. What you got?
Hello?
Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on air, Danny. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Picking up my daughter from her first day of kindergarten.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love Danny, I love that, man. Can you send your daughter, give her a big hug for me, because I'm a dad who has a daughter that's 6 years old, and I cherish all those moments.
See,
I've been going away from home for the last 6 days, and I normally take my daughter to school, so she can't wait till I get back home tonight so I could take her in the morning.
I'm walking up to the school right now. There she is.
Oh, that's amazing. What's her name?
Her name is Kennedy.
All right. Well, Kennedy's getting a big shout out on ESPN Radio, but my boss is going to be mad if you don't tell me who's overrated or underrated. So as you pick up Kennedy, just give us your thoughts, buddy.
Go ahead. No, I'm ready. Okay. Underrated, Cincinnati. Overrated, the Buccaneers.
Ooh.
And any you want to follow up there? Any big statement to support it?
Yes, Cincinnati's O-line got better. Burrow's on another year. Higgins is hitting his prime. Chase is hitting his prime. That Boyd is still there. The defense got better. They just got Jesse Bates back in the building yesterday. We're gonna. You guys don't understand. It's number one seed. It's going through the jungle.
I love that. Thanks for the call, and tell Kennedy to have a great first year in kindergarten from Harry and I. Thanks for the call, Danny. That's you went on the number one overall seed. Can the Bengals overtake the Bills?
No. I'm gonna go ahead and tell Danny, Kennedy, your dad's insane. Yep, I got to go ahead and let you know, Danny, you're insane. The Cincinnati Bengals, they're not going to get the number one seed. You got to remember now, the Baltimore Ravens are coming back full throttle. Mm-hmm. And Lamar Jackson is going to have a chip on his shoulder. I honestly, beforehand, I was like, okay, maybe the Bengals will win the AFC North. Nope, I'm choosing the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, well, I'm choosing Amir in Charlotte because it sounds like he wants to clap back on one of your takes. Amir, thanks for calling the show. What you got? Who's overrated?
Hey, it's a oxymoron, man. So I got the Eagles overrated and underrated, and this is why. All right, I think the defense is going to be stellar. We're going to be amazing. But, dude, I am not convinced on Jalen Hurts. Mind you, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I am not convinced on Jalen Hurts, man. I think he makes too many bad reads and overthrows open receivers. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call. Look, I think that's your fandom speaking out. Like, fans go one of two ways, and I know this as a fan of a team that usually sucks. You either buy all in, or you're so hurt that you don't want to buy all in because you're afraid. You're afraid to love right now, Amir. And, like, on this show, we're going to let you love. Like, you just give Jalen Hurts that. Make him prove you wrong. Don't worry about what your exes did in the past. Just love unconditionally with this one, and maybe it'll work out. Let's go to Jimmy in Tennessee. Jimmy, what you got? Who's overrated, underrated?
Well, overrated is Tampa Bay. I disagree with HD, even though he's right about most other things. Underrated is Fitz, our beloved Raiders. They've got a defensive end who has a Hemi for an engine and Max Crosby. They've got Carr's college, not just teammate, but roommate. They've got a tight end that was made in a mad scientist lab. And they got another wide receiver that's so little everybody forgets about until it gets first in Renfro.
Jimmy, with that's the mic drop call, Jimmy. Thanks for the call on that one. And by the way, I'm just saying here, you can talk about that secondary you're worried about all day long until you're a quarterback dropping back, realizing you got Max Crosby on one side and Chandler Jones on the other side coming at you. Oh, man, it is going to be feasting on quarterbacks all day. Like, how many teams have two edge rushers going to do that?
Well, you have a few that have two edge rushers.
They're going to do that, though. They're like there was a statement. They're like going to do that.
Okay. Like, I got you. I'm not going to rain on your parade. Listen, I understand that the Raiders, they're going to be a different team than they were last year, and they actually made the playoffs last year. I love Hunter Renfro, a guy who went over 100 catches this year, over 1,000 yards. I think he was 8 or 9 touchdowns. As well, when you talk about a guy in the slot that can win one-on-one versus matchup and your quarterback trust him, he is that guy. Devontae Adams, I still have him as the best wide receiver in the National Football League. Did you hear his message today? on the Pivot podcast about how he approaches and how he feels about defenses, I want to cut their heads off. I want to kill them. I said, oh, for the world, that's how us wide receivers think.
Oh, man. You know what? This was far better than listening to Harry trash talk anyway, because all he was going to do was tell every Mets fan how good the Braves are. You don't get to do that anymore, Harry, all right?
That's fine.
All right.
Oh, the Braves are winning, by the way, 9-0. Oh, the bases are loaded.
I tried to help you guys.
They're going
to
add to it.
Kenny and Carlin coming up next. Thanks for letting Harry Douglas and I amuse you for the last few hours. We genuinely appreciate it. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
They won.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.